Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's practice invites us into a spacious way of relating to our inner world. Instead of trying to manage or fix what arises, we'll be softening into a different way of being, one of vastness, receptivity, and ease. We utilize the image of a sky, wide, open, and unbounded. A space that allows all things to come and go without losing its own steadiness or clarity. As we move through this meditation, see if you begin to sense the difference between the changing weather of your experience, your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and a deeper awareness that holds them all. The intention is not to push anything away, which is our natural tendency, and instead rest in the part of us that is spacious enough to receive whatever comes. So I invite you to take a moment to settle in, letting your body find a posture of comfort and balance. Let your body relax. Allow your shoulders to soften, your hands to rest on your lap or your knees. Feel the steadiness offered to your body. Notice where that steadiness comes from. The chair, your cushion, the floor beneath you. Now, let your awareness gently trace through the body, meeting whatever is here with kindness. Feel your feet, your legs, your hips. Trace through your lower and then upper body. Your hands, your arms, shoulders, neck, and head. And when you're ready, bring your attention to the breath, the simple physical sensations of breathing. Feel the air as it enters the body, as it fills the body, and then leaves the body. Without needing to change or control it in any way, allow the breath to find its own rhythm. Trust that your body knows exactly how to breathe for this moment, shallow or deep. There's nothing you need to manage. Let this be a time of arriving, a time of being with yourself, exactly as you are, as you follow the breath, moving in and out. returning to the breath each time the mind wanders. Returning to this breath. And this breath. And as you sit here, anchored to the breath, begin to recall the vastest sky you have ever seen. Your sky might be brilliant blue, stretching endlessly in all directions. It might hold delicate drifting clouds or dramatic towering ones. Or perhaps yours is a night sky, indigo blue, scattered with a multitude of stars. If a clear visual image doesn't arise, that's completely fine. You might instead sense or feel sky. Its vastness, how spacious and open the sky is, how it holds no boundaries. A sky receives everything. It clings to nothing. All freely pass through it. The sky cares not of passing of time or changing of seasons. Rest here, sensing sky above you, around you, as the breath comes and goes. And now, begin to allow the sense of sky to gently expand until it begins to merge with your own inner experience, almost as if the space of the sky and the space of your awareness are not two separate things, but one continuous opening. You might imagine that while your body is like the earth below, grounded and supported, you, your awareness, are the open sky that stretches in all directions, wide, spacious, unbounded. What is it like to simply rest a sky? Thoughts drift through like clouds, forming, dissolving, reshaping themselves. Take a moment to notice what cloud formations are moving through your sky. emotions move through the sky like weather. Sometimes a soft breeze, sometimes sudden storms. At other time, a prolonged weather system. What weather conditions do you notice in this moment? Sensations flicker like shifting light or electricity across the sky, tingling, warm, pulsing. Sounds enter the sky, the call of a bird, a jet moving through. All come and go. Thoughts, emotions, sensations, and sounds all come and go. They are impermanent, yet the sky itself remains wide, spacious, unbounded. Note how everything in your experience arises within this open space. A space that remains unharmed, untouched, vast, and still. The sky doesn't try to hold on to the bright, to the beautiful clouds. It doesn't try to push away the dark or the heavy clouds. It simply allows, making room, receiving all. In this moment, you are in that capacity. You are the open, sky-like awareness that can hold the full spectrum of your experience. Within this sky of awareness, begin to notice how different experiences appear and change. Note thoughts, planning, memories, judgments, worries, stories. Notice moods, calm, cheerful, or reflective. Note emotions, fear or sadness. Perhaps irritation, joy, or tenderness. Sounds come and go. Sounds that are close by and those that are far away. Internal sounds all rise and fall away, while the sky remains the same. To create some distance from all, you may wish to silently name what's passing through. Dog barking. A thought is here. A memory. Calmness is here. Tension is here. Thinking is here, a worry thought. And each time, feel how these arise within the larger sky of awareness, not outside of it. Each is just an event in the sky, not the sky itself. None of these experiences define the sky. None of them can diminish it. The weather changes moment by moment, but the sky remains open, stable, vast. And as we widen our aperture, along with clouds and emotional weather systems, we see that the sky also experiences time cycles. There are bright moments and dark moments, times of clarity and times of confusion. There are seasons of energy and growth, as well as seasons of heaviness, fatigue, or waiting. There are times when the sun of joy is shining warmly. And there are also times when the clouds gather and the landscape within it feels shadowed or dull. There are times when the moon and the stars come out, quiet, reflective, mysterious. Again, we note that the sky does not resist day turning into night or night turning into day. It makes room for it all. In the same way, you might experiment with letting your awareness make space for whatever's here, without it needing to be different, without a need for change. For the remainder of our time together, the invitation is simply to rest as the sky, becoming aware of whatever moves within you, without the need to challenge it or to want it to change in any way. If storms arise in the mind or the heart, let them belong. If calm arises, let them too belong. Over and over, again and again, sense yourself not as the changing weather or the changing of seasons or time, but the vastness, the awake sky that holds it all. I'll end with a poem entitled The Sky Within. You are not the thunder, nor the hard, unyielding rain. You're not the sudden gusts that bend the branches low. You are not the passing clouds that darken midday light, nor the veil of silver mist that softens all you know. You are open, boundless sky in which these weathers move, the quiet, watching spaciousness that nothing can improve. Let joy arrive like morning sun. Let grief fall down like rain. Let every wind blow through you, and fear blow through and out again. For you remain through storm and calm, through night and dawn blue, the ever-present, the silent sky that gently holds it all for you. I'll be ringing the bell in just a moment to end our time together. As you leave your meditation, the invitation is to pause from time to time and silently remind yourself, I am not the storm. I am the sky that holds the storm. I am not the passing clouds of this moment. I am the space it moves through.